Coming in at number one, we have Tired. I'm so tired lately. I have trouble falling asleep, and when I do fall asleep, I wake up in strange places. Like standing in the bathroom or living room. Sometimes I have strange dreams that seem all too real. One night, I'm struggling to sleep, so I decided to get up and make myself a snack. I go to the kitchen, and I start cutting some vegetables, and I slice off my finger. But it doesn't hurt. My finger grows back. Just then, I realized I'm dreaming, which is very relieving. So I decided to push the limits and cut off another finger. Then another. Then another. And they, both times, they grow back. So I head up to the roof, but I slip and fall. This wakes me up when I come to. I'm on the floor of the kitchen in a pool of blood with two missing fingers. In our number two spot, we have Missing Boy. 2 weeks ago, my son went missing. I did everything I could to find him. Filed the police report, search parties, posters, but there was no sign of him. I had given up hope, and I told the police to give up hope, but they didn't. They showed up at my door with huge smiles on their faces, and in front of them was my son. They said they found him wandering in the forest on the edge of town. I took him in, but I knew this was not my son. Late at night, I would find him standing in the doorway of my room. When I would get up, check if it was him, he would disappear. He talks like my son, acts like my son, and looks like my son, but I know this is not him. I know this because 2 weeks ago, I killed my son and buried him in the forest on the outside of town. Last but not least, we have The Shed, written by Min Boy. At the edge of the Warren's property sat their shed. It was an older, creaky thing with no windows and a massive padlock on it. It kept everyone out except for the Warren's patriarch. Jeff the Warren's had two boys, Jeb and Evan, who both knew to never go in the shed. If they ever asked their mother about it, she would quickly change the subject. One day, the boys were playing catch in the backyard. A missed pass let the ball tumbling towards the shed. Evan ran to retrieve the ball and saw that the door of the shed was just opened ajar. Wow! Dad must have left it open. Let's look inside, said Evan.
No way, said Jeb.
Dad will skin us alive.
Jeb turned and ran back to the house without looking back to see if his brother followed. That night, when Jeb came down for dinner, he saw three place settings instead of four. His mother's eyes were red like she had been crying, and his father was carving a roast.
Where's Evan? Asked Jeb.
I don't know anyone named Evan, replied his father.